It's time for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media. This year, we're speaking with farm kids about what it's like growing up in a changing rural America. Midwest kids have a strong connection to the land, and in farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Amy Mayer, a reporter for Harvest Public Media in Iowa, where it turns out you can be a farm kid even if you don't grow up on a farm. Allie Babcock lives with her family in a modern subdivision north of Ames, but tucked under her family's back deck is a tiny barn space, enough room for her sheep and rabbits.
I'm Allie Babcock. Definitely those other kids that have grown up on a farm have more of like a day-to-day. It's everything they do. It's like since they were young, they've raised cattle or raised hogs. And I've been around it, living in small towns. I've helped my friends do things. I kind of understand it a little bit, but I don't know what it's like being in it all the time. And like my projects are a little bit smaller, and some of my things I'm not quite fully immersed in it as like as much as other kids would be. It's a little difficult because, you got to work with, where you can keep animals, where, there's not a lot of opportunities right here at home, so I've got to go places and find things. I've got to seek out opportunities to be involved in agriculture with my grandparents and with other things that I do. I grew up doing a lot of stuff on my grandparents' farm in Maxwell. I would, hang out with my grandpa during harvest, during planting season, help my grandma with animals and everything. When I was younger, it was definitely my mom, bringing us out there and being like, you're going to help grandpa just riding a combine with him, or like you're going to go take care of horses for him. And then as I got older, it's just kind of been, me and my siblings love going out there. It's just kind of our happy place. There's so much fresh air and we get to be around all the animals. I mean, you can get a decent show rabbit for $50, and it's a little kid who's, just wants to kind of start showing animals or whatever, and he thinks it'll be fun. I joined 4-H when I was in fourth grade. I started out with just a few rabbits in my project. And the first time my rabbits were ever bred was when my family went on vacation, and we had our pastor at our church. He volunteered to take care of our animals for us, and we went with it. And he said one night he must not have gotten the cages all the way shut, and so we got there the next morning, and both of my rabbits were running around. One was a male, one was a female. And, I mean, they were the same breed and same variety and everything, so it wasn't a big deal. And so I was like, maybe nothing had probably happened. And then a month later, we've got little baby bunnies running around, so yeah. My SAE, or my supervised agriculture experience, is my rabbits. I plan to increase my rabbit production, I guess you would say. I'm going to buy, hopefully, meat pen rabbits this year and work on selling those as for meat instead of just having fancy breed rabbits this year. My other supervised agriculture experience would be my sheep that I'm working on raising. I've shown him quite a bit, and I've really enjoyed doing that, and I'm hoping to possibly get another ewe to breed this winter. And if I can find some pasture, I'm going to hope to branch out into the sheep area a little bit more.
Do you name the animals?
Well, my mom named him. She calls him Bilious because that was a character from a skit I did in speech. But I just call him sheep most of the time. No, I call him a lot of nicknames. I'll call him Babe or Hun or Ding Dong or something, depending on how he's acting. Agriculture is something I feel really passionately about, and it's something I enjoy a lot. I would say the most intriguing thing about it is just the importance of it, because, we talk about this at FFA conferences and everything all the time, but, like, the amount of people there are to feed in the world, and you feel part, like, you're part of something amazing and something big that's important.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories, or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.